welcome to Your Gospel here on Gospel for Grampian. Your Gospel is all about making sure that wherever you come from, you'll be able to hear the Gospel.
Your Gospel in Italian.
Perché Dio ha tanto amato il mondo che ha dato il suo unigenito figlio, affinché chiunque crede in lui non perisca, ma abbia vita eterna.
Your Gospel aims to make the Gospel available in languages from around the world. It's taken from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Look out for more from Your Gospel at the top of the hour every hour on Gospel for Grampian.
listen.g4g.org.uk. If you'd like to catch up with our podcasts, then it's podcast.g4g.org.uk. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Gospel for Grampian Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the center. Hello, this is Gospel for Grampian Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the center.
This is indeed Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full, yes, with Christ Jesus at the centre. Now, at the start of this programme, you actually heard the congregation at Victoria Gospel Hall singing, "Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb?" Why do we play that? And indeed, why do we actually do Your Gospel at the top of the hour? Now, Your Gospel at the top of the hour, we're a gospel community radio station, and our heart is to make sure that whatever nation you live in, the gospel will be as relevant to you as it is to us, as it is to someone else in another nation, because you'll be able to hear that gospel in your own language. And this is the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That from the King James Version, or indeed from the Good News Translation. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. Now, this encapsulated in this scripture is God's love and commitment to us. We're believing as Christians that God sent his Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross in our place, and we're believing that Jesus Christ came to the earth for this purpose because God loves us so much. We're believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God's only Son, but that not only did he die, but that he rose again from the dead, because God raised him up. And that as a result of that, when we believe, we will have God's forgiveness, because God sees Christ. He sees the sacrifice that Christ made. And that, in God's eyes, covers the things that we have done wrong. It covers our shortcomings. And it was actually Caiaphas, the high priest, who did prophesy about Jesus dying not only for the nation, but for those who would come in the future. Now, that is what we believe as Christians. This is not just any old religion. We're believing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. This program is called Power Hour, and it's about applying God's word in prayer. The theme for this program is today is commitment, and just now we've been speaking about God's love, and that is really God's commitment to us already, as expressed through Christ, what Christ Jesus has already done on the cross in our place. In a few minutes, we'll come to what our commitment is, or what our commitment could be or should be. Romans 8 verse 31, nothing can separate us from God's love. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? And Romans 8 verse 38, and I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. God's love is an extreme love. God, we're told, is not only a holy God and a righteous God, but he is also a God of mercy. God, though, is a God of truth. God is a God of justice. Yes, but God is also a God of mercy. And it's through his mercy that he recognized that as humankind, we ourselves have done so much wrong that nothing we could ever do would ever be able to repay or make up for our shortcomings. And that is why he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in our place, that we may have life and have it to the full, as John 10:10 says. John 10 verse 10 says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come that they may have life and have it to the full. So God wants us not only to have life, but he wants us to be able to live life to the full. And how does God want us to live life to the full? He wants us, first of all, to grasp hold of the fact that he loves us so much, and for us to realize that depth of his love for us, but also for us to go out and share that love with others. And that is exactly what we, as Gospel for Grampian, are doing with yourselves, telling you about God's love and encouraging those who believe to go out and make sure that others know about that love that God has given to us through his Son. What does God require of us? What should our response be and a commitment to this love? Well, this is expressed in Luke 10, verse 27. The man answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus, in another part, declared that these were actually really the precepts of the law as was originally given about us as humans loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves, which means we do no wrong to a neighbor, and we do good instead to our neighbors and even to our enemies. Now that's hard, but with God's strength and love, that can be done. So within those parameters of love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, what are we as humans, how far are we willing to go to not only demonstrate that love, but how far are we willing to go within those parameters to show commitment for example, for a dream or for a vision? How far are we actually prepare to go? Well, one of the things that we can do is to ask God to give us, if we haven't already got a vision or a dream, who better to go to than God to ask him for a vision, for a dream, something for our lives? And I think in this year of 2021, some of us will have been making New Year's resolutions, which I think many people will have probably not kept. But how about if we pluck up the courage and ask God to take us forward into this year? But first of all, I've been talking at length about accepting Christ as Lord and Saviour. And if any of this has actually made a difference in your lives already and in your hearts, you heard the gospel in Italian. You've heard the gospel now also from me a few times on this show already. But what is our response? How do we respond? We've heard about God's love and we've heard about God's commitment, indeed, as expressed through his love. But our commitment could include accepting Christ as Lord and Saviour. If you'd like to do that, perhaps you'd like to bow your head. And we'll pray for that. And then, for those who would like to actually join me in praying so that God will give you a vision, not only perhaps for this year, but think beyond, for the future. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I present the people who are listening right now to you. I give you thanks, Lord, for them. I give you thanks for this opportunity. But right now, some people may well be saying, I've heard about the Lord Jesus Christ, and I would like to accept him as my Lord and Saviour. Lord, I present these people to you, and now I pray that you'll hear our prayers and accept these people into your kingdom. Heavenly Father, as a person, I've heard about what your Son, Christ Jesus, did for me on the cross. Lord, I'm sorry for everything that I've done wrong, said wrong, thought wrong, my wrong attitudes, wrong actions, and the things, Lord, that I haven't done, ways in which I could have helped people but didn't. Lord, I'm sorry for all of these things. And I ask for your forgiveness through your Son, Jesus Christ. With your help, I turn from everything that I know is wrong, and I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to come into my life by your Spirit to be my Lord and Saviour forever, and make me the person you want me to be. Amen. Now, if you pray that prayer, then you have, as the Bible says, passed from death to life, because you have now accepted what Christ Jesus has done for you on the cross, and his blood now covers you, covers your shortcomings. Our response now should be a dependency on God and a seeking on God in all our ways. Let's remind ourselves of Luke chapter 10, verse 27. And Jesus had asked this man, as a man who asked him, what should I be doing to have? And the man had answered, the Lord had said, what do you think you should do? And the man had answered, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And this is a commandment of God, that we should indeed love the Lord God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And you know, listeners, when you start doing that, it does eventually become, it does become easier, and it becomes not onerous, but it becomes a delight, because Jesus Christ came as a person to this earth. And we know people on this earth, and we have our spouses, and we love them very, very much indeed. And having a Christian faith is, it's a relationship with God made possible through Jesus Christ. And as we keep pushing on toward God by loving him and asking him to help us, he's the one who draws us to him. And it is a daily relationship rather than a religion, which people would regard it, many people would regard it to be. but it is about loving the Lord, and that God's kingdom is based on love. It is based on God's love for us, and it is based in indeed on our love for others, as God has given his love for us. Now, you're tuned into Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. This is the Power Hour, and our theme for today is about commitment. And we've been thinking and not only praying, but also reading some scriptures out, which tell us about God's love and commitment to us as expressed through Christ Jesus, as expressed through God's love for us. And when we think about God's love, here we are on a planet that just happens to be at the right place in space to catch the maximum of God's of the sun's rays and have all the resources on the earth that we need, and the air and the water and the ocean currents, to be able to enjoy the fish and to be able to enjoy things that we do. How did this actually get there? Did this come? Was this just a random event? Or was it planned? Were we there right at the start of the earth? No, we were not. So how can we claim to know what actually happened? The rocks tell us things, science tells us things, but were we actually there at the start? We were not. We have made assumptions based on what we as humans understand. Many of them, good sound assumptions. But were we there? We weren't. One might ask, how did we get here? Were we planned? How do we come to be as we are? Lots of questions like that. And the only answers that I can come up with is that this was planned by a loving God. I don't believe there's any other answer to that. There can be lots and lots of maths and things which I don't understand. But I do know that, and I know in my heart, that we have a living, loving God in heaven who not only sent his son, but just made things as they are so that we can actually live on earth, so that we can do good to each other. That's our commitment to God. God's commitment to us is all that he's given. Our commitment to God is to be able to give that love to him in abundance and to love each other as ourselves. Now, a little bit earlier on in the program, I mentioned how we would be praying for a vision. A vision for people, even a God-given vision. And if you would like to have a vision from God, then why not pray along with me? We'll pray for that vision. I'd love to know what the vision is, mind. So you can get in touch with us, and I'll give you the directions of how to do that after we've prayed. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I bring once again not only myself, but our listeners and anyone listening to the podcast before you. Lord God, you want that we ourselves would love you with all our heart, our soul, all our strength, all our mind, and to love our neighbour as you love yourself, as ourselves. So, Lord God, I'm coming to you, Lord God, for the people. And I'm asking, Lord God, you to give to each willing heart a vision. What is your perspective on things? How, Lord God, do you want each person to live? Help each person to be the person you want them to be. Because on our own, Lord, without you, we're nothing. But with you, Lord God, we can be fully who you made us to be. And Lord, you rejoice when we love you with all our heart. You rejoice, Lord God, when we come to you. And Lord God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you bring people together with a vision and see how the visions merge together, and that to your glory, so that we'll truly be loving each other and you with all our heart. So I pray, Lord God, that as you have given me an amazing vision, so I pray, Lord God, for amazing visions for all the people who are seeking you right now. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And that, listeners, is as simple as that. So in this program, which is the Power Hour, we have been praying around the subject of commitment. And we've been thinking about commitment, which is the theme for today, in terms of God's love for us, and indeed our love, which can be returned back to God. As this particular scripture about love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that really is sums up our commitment back to God. And just by asking God for salvation, as we've done already this evening, and asking God for a vision, is a very good way to start. If we haven't started already, that is a fantastic way to start. We'll no doubt be doing more of these similar subjects within this particular program of the Power Hour. There will be more Power Hour again next week at the same time, God willing. And we invite you to join us between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. You can hear this all again as a podcast. But in the meanwhile, I thank you for listening in. We've got some great music for you to take you up until 8 p.m. We've got some music from Country Hymns, Festival of Praise, The Gospel Heirs, and we may even get some good news broadcasting and the story of the centurion servant in as well. In the meanwhile, I bid you a great weekend. Do please, by the way, get in contact with us if you would like to let us know if you've given your heart to Christ, or you've prayed for a vision, or you have been challenged by this program in any way. Do get in touch with us, as other people have. Our email address is info, that's info, at g4g.org.uk. Have a great weekend, and bye-bye for now.
Hello, this is Gospel for Grampian Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full, with Christ Jesus at the centre.